And we have a full studio here today. Bart Baldridge with the North Platte Pickleball Association is in. How are you?
We are wonderful. And right after this, I get to go play pickleball.
So you're happy.
Having a great day.
How often is that then?
I play on days that end with Y and twice on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right. Very good. Very good. You brought some guests. You've got your president, Megan Huddle. How are you?
I'm good.
It's good to have you in. Joanne Lundgren. Okay, your title here, NPTA rep?
Yes, so I'm representing the tennis community.
Okay, very good. Yep. Now, is there beef there at all? I mean...
Heavens no. 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 Actually, I was a tennis player in the 80s, and Cody Park was a fabulous place, and we would love to work together and try to return that to the crown jewel of Nebraska.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're well on your way. Let's get an update, because you've been, how long have you been fundraising for?
We have been fundraising for a little over 2 years, but seriously, since last December, we came together with the mayor, and he said, you know what, North Platte usually just does enough. Go back to the drawing board and come up with a design that we can be proud of. And we have come up with a design that is 8 tennis courts and also 10 pickleball courts at the Cody Park tennis facility. We would have covered seating, fencing, lighting. So our little project turned into a $1.6 million project, and the mayor asked the tennis community and the pickleball community to come together and raise $500,000 to get to work. And we can proudly say that with the help of the community and the support of local businesses and the tennis players and the pickleball players, we have now raised over $450,000.
That's incredible. When he said $500,000, were you like, oh gosh,
yes.
That seems like a lot, Mayor.
We looked at each other and we said we didn't care where it came from, whether it's tennis or pickleball. We're all putting our efforts toward the Cody Park rebuild. And so with that, we have many events coming up for pickleball. Tennis is helping rebuild their tennis teams and working with the tennis coaches who are also crossover pickleball players. We are working toward a goal date of raising the additional $50,000 by October 1st. And Joanne, with the tennis community and the tennis teams, I think you're a tennis mama.
Yes.
So with that, she can update you on what we could do with a facility like this.
Well, so one of the things that has been unfortunate for tennis is that this last summer we had to cancel some of our tournaments just because of the condition of the courts.
Yeah.
And we've seen a little bit of a decline in the numbers that are going out, and we think that, you know, again, that just has to do with the courts. And I had an experience last spring when my daughters were playing where we had some people here from other communities, and even other people have noticed what our courts are looking like and how much we've let them deteriorate. And we're commenting on how North Platte used to be one of the premier places, you know, to come and play, and now it's gotten such that we can't even use all of the courts. And so we'd like to get it back to that state again where people are, you know, really excited to come and play tennis and come and play pickleball and really be a place that's a destination for this sport.
Well, and it's a safety concern. I mean, you have a hole or even a divot in the court. That's a sprained ankle waiting to happen, right?
Right. And there were some people that tried to do some patching of the courts and some other things that have happened over the years, and it's created dead spots, and it just, you know, it's not a great place to play.
Well, this looks really nice, mm-hmm. This rebuild.
And I think there are concerns out there within the community that we're not going to do it right. And we can guarantee with the research that we mm-hmm. have done and worked with the mayor and the city administrator and the engineer that this will be a professional sport court surface contractor will come in, and because of the area by the river, you have to use something called post-tension concrete. So the actual foundation and the slab will be created to be poured at one large piece of contract that is put in with rebar to make it that it will move with the ground underneath. So we can guarantee the community we're not putting $1.6 million into a project and not doing it correctly.
It's because you're so close to the river and sand, I assume, in nearby.
Right. Fluctuation.
Sure, yeah.
And that's what, before, this hasn't been done in about 38 years, so. With that.
We're talking with Barb Aldridge, Joanne Lundgren, and Megan Huddle with Pickleball and Tennis Associations here as they are raising money. You said October 1st, but I mean, if somebody's got like 50 grand lying around.
We would love for someone to just have $50,000, Megan. Wouldn't that be great? And what we would like to offer is like center court, like at Wimbledon, that you have the center court where everything happens. We would love to give them full advertisement for that. With also anyone giving $10,000, we jointly, we give them 4x6 banner advertising, plus also the windscreens for the tennis will have the advertising right into the windscreen.
Oh, cool.
So
we got a couple events to try to get to this. So what's our next one, Megan?
Well, we have an event this weekend. It's our fall classic that we have. It's a 2-day tournament. We're gearing up to do that. And then we have our Dinkin and Duncan. That's Friday, September 29th. But September 29th, that day, 10% of the proceeds will go back into our pickleball fund with that. Okay. And then the multi-generational tournament is going to be the first. And then we have our Callahan Cancer Center fundraiser, which is October 14th too as well, and that's Queen of the Court, and that's our second year doing that. So
awesome.
Yeah, with our tournaments, what's kind of comical about it is they fill up faster than we can keep track of it, so they fill up quick. I don't think that we've always kind of said we need a flyer, we need to advertise, and it's kind of funny, by the time we advertise they end up full.
Yeah. Well, that's and how many courts do we have now?
We have four.
So obviously we can double that and then some.
Well, and if we get these courts 100%, even with leagues and everything, that we're practically growing faster than we can do. We have to limit things. We have to limit our leagues. We have to limit, our tournaments a lot of times because we only have so many courts. And we had to offer. We ended up offering morning leagues this summer, which helped out because we had a waiting list of women that wanted to play, and we couldn't get, it just fills up so quickly. So, and the fastest that we have people coming in, Barb's constantly doing, just beginner classes, and we just, it's hard to keep up with everybody.
I would add that just as a testament to the strength of our partnership on this project, we have also agreed that if pickleball needs the tennis courts, they have a way to be able to mark those off in a way that would not harm the courts. So it actually gives them the ability to have even larger tournaments they could turn the tennis courts into more pickleball courts temporarily. And so it's, it's something that we see as a win-win for all of us, for the whole community.
Very good.
It is truly a partnership, and Nationals have their eye on North Platte. National qualifier is right now in Colorado Springs, but they're looking at North Platte, and with the 10 and 8 court facility, we would be able to host Nationals. And with that, I can say our women are rocking the courts. Mm-hmm. We have up to 68 different women per week playing. Over 80% of our membership are women. And we have, we offer free instruction and equipment provided on Wednesday mornings at 11 o'clock. If you want to know what pickleball is like, come over and join us. We can get you on the court. And also Thursday evenings at 5:30. So we have numerous people that help you get on the court. And so we would like to just invite you all to come out. And big thanks to Duncan that has now given us $5,000 for Cody Park Rebuild and now has become a wonderful sponsor for this fabulous multi-generation. We're growing the junior. The junior population, we didn't even go public, and we had 16 kids that had played previously. And Megan has the opportunity coming up to really grow the junior program this next summer. So
very good. Awesome. Yeah. Well, Cody Park Tennis Pickleball Court Rebuild is going well. Let's close out that gap, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can add that we now have private enterprise investing in pickleball. A little plug for Axes and Aces.
Oh, yes.
The new sports bar with axe throwing and golf simulators. And then they will have three dedicated pickleball courts in the back building. And we're excited about that for winter play. Working with the rec center is now giving us more hours because on any given day we have 40 people with only four courts. That's 16 people playing. We need indoor facilities badly. So a big shout out to Axes and Aces and local.
I would just like to add, if anybody would like to give that hasn't had an opportunity to give yet, we have funds set up at Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. Okay. We do have a separate tennis or separate pickleball, or we do have a joint fund there. And then also the North Platte Public Schools Foundation has a way that you can donate through them.
Very good. Well, Barb, Joanne, Megan, anything else today we'd like to touch on?
We have a website with northplattepickleball.com. Okay. That you can go and see this information. Like Joanne said, a huge shout out to Mid-Nebraska Community Foundation. We have been the community highlight project. They're totally behind us, supportive of us. And we also have North Platte Pickleball Members Only Facebook page where you can find any of this information and see how hard we're working for the community to try to get help City Parks to get this facility.
Very good. And then once you're done, building can begin
next year we can start
spring
tearing out courts.
Yeah, because you'll have to obviously tear out.
You've got to have everything out and prepared.
Probably good if you could get it done, get all that done before winter sets in.
It would be great to have it late summer finished up. But with a facility like this, we would have the top facility in 7-state area for both tennis and pickleball in one area like this. We will have a joint concession stand. You can see all the fabulous amenities that we would have, and working closely with the tennis coaches to make sure they have what they have. We've researched facilities from here to the West Coast and back. And we just appreciate the community coming together, very generous. What is going on in this community is unmatched with years past. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we feel like, you know, the sporting organizations in our community need to help out to make sure that we get top of the line facilities, and couldn't be more pleased with the help with the mayor and city administration.
Very good. Thank you for coming in. Good luck with the rest of this, and let's talk building next year, all right?
Oh, we haven't done our job if we don't get you on the court with us. So,
hey, you know what? That's
for the grand opening, Tanner. We will have you out there representing
Husker Tanner
Raiders.
Versus Jack. Have you ever played pickleball?
Yeah, we used to do it in gym class all the time. Okay. So I haven't played since high school, but I definitely
have a leg up on me. Yeah. My wife and I used to play tennis, dabbled years ago. Now it's with four kids in tow. It's not even worth trying yet, but we will. We will get into that. And
hope so.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in. Good luck here with the rest of your fundraising. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much.